So the question was asked, what do we know about Antoninus? So Tosfos quotes from the Jerusalem Talmud. Tosfos quotes that milk affects us. Mother's milk affects us. And Tosfos quotes the following story. When the Romans made a decree that one may not circumcise their children, so Rebbe's father, Rabbi Gamliel, circumcised him. And so the Romans heard of it. So they took Rebbe's father and mother and they said, we're taking you to court to be punished for having circumcised your baby. So they're en route to the court and they stop at an inn, and there is Antoninus' mother with her newborn baby. And Antoninus' mother had compassion over the baby, Yehuda. And she said to Mrs. Rabban Gamliel, she said, look, when the Romans aren't looking, let's switch babies. You take my baby to court. I'll take your baby and nurse him. You'll nurse my baby. You'll come to court. They'll pull off the diaper. They'll see that he's uncircumcised because I never circumcised my baby. And then they won't do anything to you. And then you'll bring him back and everything will be okay. So that's what they did. And so for the whole period from the time they were in that inn till they got to the Roman court, till they got judged, till they got back, Antoninus was nursing Mrs. Rabban Gamliel's milk. And when Antoninus grew up, so he became the best friend of Rebbe's. And he would fund Rebbe, and he would give Rebbe tax-free, and he would make all Rebbe's area tax-free, and all of his students tax-free, and he would send gifts to Rebbe, and he would send messengers and ask Rebbe for counsel, and he dug a tunnel from his palace to Rebbe's academy, to Rebbe's home, and he'd sneak over there and come learn by Rebbe. And Tosfos quotes that he was even Megayer. Antoninus became a Jew in hiding. He didn't tell anyone. He didn't want the Romans to kill him. So Tosfos says, you see, the milk you drink can affect you, even the baby's milk. And that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that when we nurse a baby, so sometimes the mother doesn't have enough milk, so she hires a wet nurse, and sometimes the wet nurse isn't Jewish. So we tell her, during the time that you're nursing the Jewish baby, you should only eat Jewish food, only eat kosher food. Because the food she eats becomes the milk the baby eats, and it affects him. So Tosfos tells us the milk they drink affects them. And there's a midrash that says that when the kings came to visit Sarah, so Sarah said, what an amazing thing, I've nursed so many children. So the midrash says the kings, as they were leaving their homes, their wives said, you really believe that old 9-year-old woman had a baby and is nursing him? I'll tell you what happened. They went to the streets, they went to the dumps, they went to the slums, they picked up a stray boy, they brought him home, and they said, that's our baby, look at the miracle, Sarah had a baby. Here's what we'll do. We'll go, we're all visiting Abraham and Sarah, they're celebrating the fact that the kid they call their son is no longer nursing. Okay, we'll come and we'll say, we forgot our wet nurse at home. The Midrash says, all across the Mediterranean, in every palace, the same conversation was taking place. So they show up to the party, and suddenly, lo and behold, everyone is so innocent that, oh, I'm so sorry, Sarah, can you mind nursing my baby? Didn't happen with one. It happened with a tremendous number of the princesses from all the neighboring towns. They were all invited to the party, and each one had the same thought. They're a bunch of fakers. Sarah can't nurse for diddly squat. They made it up. And we'll show everyone at the party. We'll show everyone. So what happened? Hey, Nika, Vanim, Sarah. Sarah said, oh, no problem. I'll take him. I'll nurse him. She took him into the back room, nursed him, gave him back. Second later, the next princess comes over and says, I'm so sorry. I forgot my wet nurse at home. And the poor baby's crying. And could you calm him down? Maybe you can nurse him a bit. No problem. Took him to the bed and nursed him. So the whole party, Sarah is everyone's wet nurse. Nice people, these people. You're invited to the party, so you want to prove that the host is a fake. It's something like the UN. You guys, you know the picture, right? We're there for everyone, but you. So, the Midrash says, all those babies that were nursed became the souls of the future Gerim. We have a tradition that the souls of the earlier generations were larger, and the later generations get parts of each of those earlier generation souls. So the soul of each and every ger, every person that did gir, the Midrash says, was originally a baby that nursed from Sarah. And that affected them. That affected their souls. So who knows? You say, how Antoninus could taste the Shabbos food, I don't know. But you see that the impact is there from the time he was nursing. So it says, but